Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Flipping the Switch, Unleash the Power of Personal Accountability Using the QBQ, John G. Miller builds upon the foundation laid in his earlier work, The Question Behind the Question, QBQ. This follow-up book dives deeper into personal accountability and how it can transform one's professional and personal life. Miller emphasizes that personal accountability is not just about answering for your actions, but proactively questioning how you can make a difference. Through engaging anecdotes and practical insights, the book elaborates on how shifting your mindset to focus on accountability can lead to increased job satisfaction, productivity, and overall happiness. Flipping the Switch is designed to be accessible, thought-provoking, and empowering, encouraging readers to stop blaming, complaining, and procrastinating, and instead make meaningful changes in their attitudes and actions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding personal accountability. Personal accountability, as explained in Flipping the Switch, is a transformative concept that involves more than being responsible. It's about taking ownership of one's actions and outcomes in all aspects of life. John G. Miller illustrates this through various real-life scenarios where individuals face common workplace and personal challenges. By adopting the QBQ methodology, individuals learn to frame questions that promote personal accountability. Instead of asking, "Who dropped the ball?" the approach shifts to, "What can I do to help solve the problem?" This fundamental shift in questioning helps not only in identifying solutions, but also in fostering a proactive and positive work culture. Throughout this segment, Miller emphasizes the power of self-reflection and the importance of questioning our own practices and beliefs to better understand how they influence our actions and their impacts. Secondly, the role of language in personal accountability. Language plays a crucial role in shaping our thoughts and actions. In Flipping the Switch, Miller delves into how language affects personal accountability. By modifying the way questions are posed, individuals can shift their focus from blame and victimhood to ownership and change. The QBQ methodology encourages the use of what Miller calls better language, which directly influences our thought patterns and behaviors. This part of the book is packed with examples showing how slight changes in phrasing can lead to dramatically different outcomes. For instance, transforming a question from, "Why isn't this getting done?" to, "How can I contribute to getting this done?" not only changes the tone, but also the speaker's mindset, encouraging a solution-oriented approach that is essential for personal growth and effective problem-solving. Thirdly, eliminating blame, complaining, and procrastination. One of the core messages in Flipping the Switch is the elimination of blame, complaining, and procrastination, which Miller identifies as major barriers to personal accountability. These behaviors foster a negative environment and hinder personal and organizational growth. Through the QBQ system, individuals learn to replace these unproductive habits with more constructive actions. Miller provides strategies and thought processes needed to avoid these pitfalls. He emphasizes the importance of facing challenges head-on and adopting a can-do attitude that encourages active problem-solving. Moreover, this shift not only improves individual performance, but also contributes to creating a more collaborative and supportive workspace, demonstrating the interconnectedness of personal accountability and overall workplace health. Fourthly, creating a culture of accountability, John G. Miller argues that personal accountability should not be isolated within individuals, but should permeate the culture of entire organizations. Flipping the Switch outlines how leaders can foster a culture of accountability within their teams and organizations. This involves training, communication, and reinforcement of accountability principles at all levels. Leaders are encouraged to model the behaviors they wish to see, creating a domino effect throughout the organization. Miller provides practical tips for leaders to support their teams in adopting the QBQ approach, such as recognizing and rewarding accountable behaviors and openly discussing the principles of personal accountability in meetings and corporate communications. This holistic approach ensures that accountability becomes a foundational aspect of the corporate culture, leading to enhanced integrity and consistent performance across the board. Lastly, the impact of accountability on personal success. In the final key topic of Flipping the Switch, John G. Miller links personal accountability directly to personal success. He discusses how adopting accountability as a personal philosophy extends beyond the workplace and influences other areas of life, including personal relationships and self-growth. This comprehensive view helps readers understand that accountability is not a one-off task, but a continuous personal commitment. Miller illustrates how consistent accountability leads to improved self-esteem, better stress management, and more robust relationships. He concludes that the path to personal success is paved by frequent self-auditing of our actions and motives, ensuring they align with our broader life goals and values. In conclusion, John G. Miller's Flipping the Switch is a powerful read for anyone looking to improve their personal and professional life through the practice of personal accountability. The concepts and strategies outlined in the book are applicable not only to leaders and managers, but to anyone who seeks lasting positive change in their behavior and relationships. By embracing the principles of the QBQ and integrating personal accountability into daily life, readers can experience significant improvements in their capability to handle challenges, interact with others, and achieve personal goals. This book is especially beneficial for individuals who find themselves often stuck in a cycle of blame or indecision, as it provides tangible tools to break free from these patterns and step into a more empowered and proactive role. If you would like to support John G. Miller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.